and changing channels. Now, a new sitcom raises the question, can eating disorders be funny? The makers of the FX comedy series Starved think so, and so does Day-to-Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.
Starved is a nasty, brutish piece of work, but it's also one of the most promising comedies to come along in a while. The show was created, written, and produced by Eric Schaefer, an indie filmmaker who also stars in the show as Sam, an anorexic bachelor with some serious body image issues. His life revolves around his quest to be thin, from the moment he wakes in the morning to weigh himself. But don't go feeling sorry for Sam just yet. He's also a shallow, jealous womanizer who subjects the opposite sex to the same high standards he imposes on himself.
I just think it's so weird how I can look really quite devastatingly handsome and thin, like, you know, borderline male supermodel, and also extremely fat and almost semi-physically retarded all at the same time.
Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night screaming in terror, realizing that you are you?
That voice of reason is Billy, a fellow anorexic played by Laura Benanti. She and two more friends of theirs form a combative but tight-knit support group that provides plenty of laughs, although little actual support. The fact that all four of them never seem to be anywhere near recovery might have something to do with the hilariously masochistic therapy group they attend.
Belt Tighteners is not affiliated with any 12-step group or dieting program. We believe we need a more radical solution to arrest our eating problems. By creating a community of accountability and shame, we don't act out. Let's check in quickly, starting at my left.
I'm Adam and I'm bulimic.
It's not okay.
I ate 212 almonds last night really fast and then puked them back up.
You're repugnant and weak, and I'm this close to calling a group conscience to vote to kick you out. You lack commitment. You've been warned.
Now, I'm not going to soft pedal Starved for you. It has repellent characters doing repugnant things. But at its best, Starved will remind you of another TV comedy about four friends who are self-absorbed Manhattanites screwing up their lives. That's right, Starved plays like an R-rated version of Seinfeld. What makes Starved so great is two of its central characters. Schaefer plays so well off Benanti. They have an undeniable chemistry, complicated by the fact her character claims to be a lesbian. And then there's all of Sam's problems. He may seem less a man than a reptile walking on hind legs. Still, Schaefer pulls off quite a trick by making him a sympathetic figure to root for. No doubt the National Eating Disorders Association would prefer Starved focus on saintly victims. But that's not interesting, and what's worse, it's dishonest. Anorexics and bulimics are three-dimensional, flawed human beings like most of us. Depicting them with humor does not amount to ridicule. If anything, it makes them more relatable.
Andrew Wallenstein is Day-to-Day's TV critic, and he's also an editor for The Hollywood Reporter.